Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, today, again, it's Friday. It seems like just yesterday I was saying that as well. Just goes to show you how time flies when you're having fun. Well, I hope you're having fun. I mean, really, seriously, though, it seems like it was just yesterday that I was saying, welcome, 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 and thank God it's Friday. What are you planning for the weekend? What are you planning? What are your big, big plans for the weekend? Well, we want to say good morning to each and every one of you. I hope you have big plans. Don't let this weekend pass you by without taking aim, focusing, taking action, producing something, and then evaluating it to see if it has met your aim. So that's AFAPE. That's my new system that I'm rolling out to the entire country for anyone who wants to know how to achieve the goals, how to achieve their goals. So I'm going to test. I tested it out yesterday to see how it would work with the project that I'm working with in Jersey City. It went over very well. It went over very well, I must say. They got it, in other words. It's simple enough. AFAPE. It's simple enough, A-F-A-P-E, AFAPE. It's simple enough that people can get it, but it's powerful enough that it will change your life. So I like that combination, simple yet powerful. And, you know, that's what our Lord and Savior, he did. He came simple, but yet he was very powerful. And sometimes the anointing shows up like that. It seems very simple, but yet very powerful. Powerful to change lives, powerful to destroy yokes, powerful to build people up. So I'm up to about 8 books now that must get released this year. Now, here's the beautiful thing about it. Part of if you come through the process of coaching and all of that, what you will find is how every one of us, you know, we have things in common, and that's how we can be in unity. But guess what? We're all different. We're all different. I know it's hard to believe sometimes, right? But we are all different. We all have different characteristics, personality types. We all have different likes, beliefs, values. We all have different things that bring us joy. We all have different things that bring us stress. You know, can you believe it? What stresses out one person doesn't necessarily stress out another. Okay, FAPE. All right, Patricia, there's an N that goes on the end of that. After the P, there's an E. So it's actually A, FAPE, F-A-P-E. So it's aim, focus, act, produce, and evaluate. Evaluate. And this is a goal attainment system. It'll work. It'll work every single time that you work it. It will work. And so the first A, the first step is you have to take aim. You have to have something that you're aiming for. You know, many people, they leave the house, they get up each and every morning, and they have absolutely no aim. And therefore, at the end of the day, or at the end of the week possibly, they may feel like, what did I do? What did I accomplish? I didn't accomplish anything. And that's because they didn't start out their day, their morning, with an aim. Now, remember, yesterday I was talking for a little bit about how you have to, you know, start your morning, start your day out, unless you do it the night before, of course, having some kind of a goal set for that day. What do you want to do? What do you want to see happen that day? And we talked yesterday a little bit about your expectations. What are you expecting for yourself for that particular day? And so as we move into, you know, the rest of the month, April, and as we're moving through our life, we definitely want to be in a position where we are calling some shots here. You know, you get to call some shots. You don't get to call all the shots, but trust me, you get to call some shots. You see, that's where you hear people say, faith without works is dead. The working part is the shots you get to call. You can't sit totally back and say, well, I know my faith is going to get it done. Well, your faith is part of the production process. Absolutely right. But you still must put some action to the faith, okay? Everyone knows, not everybody, I can't say everybody knows it. I'm not going to say that because that's not true. Everybody does not know it. Everybody does not know. There are still people who are waiting on something to happen, and because they have faith in it, that it will happen, but they're not taking any action. And sooner or later, they'll see 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years go by, and it still didn't happen, yet they still have the faith in it, though. You can have faith, and faith is beautiful, and you need faith, but you also need action. You need, remember the TV show Action Jackson? I guess it was more of his name than a TV show, but action. What is it about action? So we got aim. You got to take aim. You got to have a goal. You got to have something that you set your sight on. What have you set your sight on? Your sights, or maybe like a dream. You have a dream of something. You have it. You got to have a vision. You hear people talk about it. You have to have a vision. The vision for you should be clear to you. Doesn't have to be clear to everyone else. And as a matter of fact, don't waste time trying to make it clear to everyone. Okay? Because you could spend 10 years. Now, I've seen people do that. Yes, I have. They've spent years and years and years trying to convince others of their vision, and then they never took action. Okay? No, you tell a few people if you so desire. If they get it, they do. Hooray, hoorah, celebrate. If they don't, keep moving. Keep moving. If they accept your vision, hooray, hoorah. If not, keep going, because it's in the path, on the journey, is where you're going to get the next clue for the next step, for the next thing, okay? So you got to keep going. Now, today is Friday, so if you desire to call into the show, you can dial in on 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. If you desire, you can call into the show and shout out your business. So we started doing this some months back. And then we, you know, some Fridays we do, some Fridays we don't. But Fridays are on reserve for that. Unless, of course, I have a guest that I need to bring on that couldn't come on any other day but Friday. And so, then of course we won't do it. But any other Friday, it is your day to call in, tell us about your business, what your business, what you do. Now, I know there are several people who have events coming up, so it may not necessarily be your business, unless you're in the business of putting on events, such as I am. I'm in the business of putting on conferences, workshops, seminars. That's part of my business. That's one of the services that that's one of the ways that I get my message out about motivation, empowerment, inspiration, achieving your goals and communications. And so if you do have something, a business of some sort, maybe you own Aretas, I don't know, whatever kind of business you have, you can call us. And now, there's about three things you're going to do when you call. Number one, you're going to tell us your name and where you're calling from. You know, that's, people need to know. People want to know. I want to know where you're calling from. Now, I remember when I went to, some of you remember back in the day, the old Ricky Lake talk show, and not Jenny Jones. I never went to Jenny Jones, but I did go to Ricky Lake, and I did go to the Sally Jesse Raphael show, if any of you remember her. And I thought it was so funny. Well, when they come to the audience, well, before they even come to the audience, of course, you know, you got to go through like 30 minutes of prepping before the show starts. And they tell you, if they come to you and you make a comment or whatever, they tell you specifically, do not tell us your name or where you're from. And so, because normally when people stand up, you know, you're on television, you're on national television, you want everybody to know, this is blah, blah, blah. Well, actually, everybody who knows you will know who you are. Or they will know your name. That's so true. But then those people who don't know you, who might want to know your name, they won't know. But I remember they would say, I was in the audience a couple times, as I'm sure some of you have been, and you'll probably remember this, and they tell you, don't tell your name or where you're from. And I think it was Ricky Lake, I'm pretty sure, because I was in their studio first. And she said, because no one cares. And they told you point blank. My audience, you know, this is Ricky Lake talking. My audience, they don't care where you're from. They possibly care where the people on the panel are from. And, you know, they possibly may care where I'm from. But they really don't care where you're from, so don't tell us your name and where you're from. But here on the Coach LaLisa show, I do care where you're from, and our audience wants to know where you're from. So if you call in 347-945-7991, and you can raise your hand by hitting the number one key and tell us about your business, or you may have an event that is like a business for you, or it may just be a one-time event, but still you're running it like a business. By the way, anyone who is doing an event, you need to know that it is like a business. In other words, it takes a production, it takes promotion, it takes marketing, it takes organizing, and it takes managing. So those are all the major components of running a business. So even if you have a one-time event, it's like running a business. So let's just say you're unemployed, okay? And you're having a hard time finding employment. Or let's say you're even having a hard time getting the skills that you need to get a job. Well, I just gave you a big, you know, clue as to how you can gain some valuable experiences that companies will value number one, if you plan an event, it could be a fashion show, it could be a luncheon, a breakfast, a dinner, a formal gala, it could be an auction, a symposium, you have a conference, you have various events you could have. It could be a concert. What else? It could be possibly a play, a skit, various events you could have, a circus. You could put on a small circus. It doesn't have to be as big as a Soul Brothers Circus or Ringling Brothers Circus or Soul Circus, rather. But, you know, you could put on a carnival. Again, it doesn't have to be a big one. It could be a small one. You could put on an expo. So there's all kinds of events you can get. And just to say again, you're unemployed. You're looking for work. You begin to put on events, which typically you can start with a little of nothing, especially if you know a lot of people. You can put this event together, and now you become instantly a leader, and you're organizing, you're planning, you're managing, because you got to manage all the various pieces of the event. You're leading and motivating, because you got to motivate the people to help out and motivate them to give their time and energy and effort to the cause. And you're also, you know, doing some follow-up, you're doing some marketing, you got to get the word out. And you're doing the financials. You're keeping track of tickets that are purchased, monies that have to be spent, budgets that have to be created. And so the bigger the event, the more management and leadership, budgeting, promoting, organizing that you're doing. So literally, you have some awesome skills at this point that you could sell to a lot of employers, not all employers, but a lot of them. So Fridays, we want to focus on you, the entrepreneur, what you can do to create business for yourself. If you have a business, please call in and share with us your business, what it is that you do in your business. You may own an accounting firm. You may own a financial analyst firm. You know, right now, believe it or not, this is a great time to, if you want to buy a home, it's a good time to buy a home. The housing market is down, so a lot of people are getting rid of homes that they couldn't afford. This might be a great time to buy a house, certainly a great time to start a business. Good morning, twin flame lover. Good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. Okay, Mr. or Mrs. Twin. Okay, twin flame lover. Does that mean you're typing up your book? I see you have a little typewriter going. And good morning, Patricia. Okay, Patricia. Yes, it's aim, focus, act, produce, and evaluate. So it's actually AFAP, AFAP, which is my new system for goal attainment. You want to achieve a goal. You want to attain your goal. If you practice the system, you will see your life changing every day. Now, a couple of things you have to keep in mind. Number one, you got to take aim. Number two, you have to focus. And focus, taking aim means it could be a dream. It could be a goal that you're after. You take aim. I know I talked about it a little bit yesterday when we had a caller who said they were feeling, you know, somewhat overwhelmed with a lot of different things on their plate that they had to deal with, kind of like a juggling act where you're juggling all these balls at one time. So we had that call yesterday. Now, from that, if we look at, and I was sharing some of this with the caller, so you take aim, that's that goal that you're achieving, you're trying to reach. You focus. Focus means getting distractions out of your way. It's not that they go away, but you're not focusing on them right now. Okay, you're not focusing on them. You're focusing on what you're aiming at because you want a clear aim. You want a straight aim. Just like if a hunter went out to hunt something, they take aim of that one thing and they get out of focus, the trees and everything else. So picture that. Picture, you know, this hunter who is taking aim at what it is that they want. So you get rid of the focus. I mean, you get in focus, which gets rid of all the distractions, things that are pulling away at your aim of going after your goal. So after you get focused, getting rid of all the distractions, then the next A is the next step, and the A is for you got to take action. So the action might be to read a book. The action might be to write a book. The action might be to write one page of the book. The action might be to take a class. The action might be to, well, you got to pay for the class before you take the class, unless, of course, it's a free class. The action might be to knock on a door if you're campaigning for something, you're running for office. And it's almost, you know, I can see the law of attraction fitting into this. I can see many other principles and laws for success and goal attainment. I can see them all fitting into this. You can definitely see how there's a step, there's a process. And once you, here's the key, once you take any action, that's any action, you're going to produce something. Okay? If you, let's just say if you're in college, and if you read enough chapters, you possibly will now, and you take action, and you read the chapters, and you take action by taking the test. Now, what will be produced from that is some kind of grade, whether it's A, B, C, D, E, no, A, B, C, D, F. A, B, C, D, F. You ever notice how they skipped E and went right to F? A, B, C, D, E, F. But they skipped E and went right to F. So the reading of the chapters and then the action, you took a test and then you produced some kind of grade from your reading. Now the E part is the evaluation. So you evaluate the grade and you see if it lines back up with your initial aim. So let's say the aim is to, you know, get good grades. If your aim is to get good grades in school, or let's just say your aim might be to get a scholarship. Let's just say you're ninth grade. Okay, now I'm taking some of y'all way back. But you're ninth grade, Central High, Shabazz, Aiken, whatever town you live in. And your aim is to get a scholarship to go to college because you want to save your parents some money, or your parents don't have the money and you don't have the money, so you want to get a scholarship. You know they're out there. You heard they're out there. You heard that you can get a lot of money through scholarships. Now, you're ninth grade, so you're going to use this system that I just laid out, the AFAPE, and you take aim. So you're aiming at the scholarship that's going to allow you to go to college and get the degree without having to pay out your own pocket or have to pay anyone back. So you're taking aim, right? Now, you got to focus. So your focus is to not worry and be concerned about being popular at school, and you know your aim and your focus is not your focus now. You're getting rid of the distractions that, well, I don't have the perfect study scenario at home. Maybe it's not a quiet spot there. Maybe you have a lot of siblings that are noisy. Maybe your family life just is noisy, period. Mothers and fathers are yelling and screaming and fussing all the time, and you can never seem to concentrate. Maybe you don't have your own room. Maybe you don't have your own space. So there's little place to really study and lay things out. So that could be things that could distract you. Maybe your parents don't have a lot of money, and therefore there are days when you have to go hungry, days when you... So these are things that could distract you from your goal of getting that degree. So what do? with this system, I'm telling you that you want to get rid of some of your distractions. You want to focus. You want to aim. You're already aimed at the scholarship. You're aimed at getting these good grades, and so your focus now is on that. And you know, it's like you ever look, like if you look straight ahead, you kind of lose sight of what's on your peripheral. You kind of lose sight of what's on the left and right of you when you're focused straight ahead. And if you turn your head slightly in this other direction, you lose focus of what you're aimed at. And now if you were like, if that were you were shooting at that, you possibly could miss because you're just not a clear focus. But since you're focused at it and you're looking right at it, you know, I learned this when I played tennis. Well, when my husband taught me to play tennis, he told me, Lalisa, you want to be successful at this. He told me something that really helped me, and not only in tennis, but in other areas of life. That's why I'm a big proponent of putting your kids in sports, not necessarily so they can get on the cover of Sports Illustrated, not necessarily so that they can get a sports scholarship, but the action of playing sports can help you in other areas of your life. So in playing tennis and teaching me how to play tennis, my husband taught me that, okay, you got to hold the racket this way, you got to stand this way, you know, you move to the left or the right or forward or backwards, okay, in a fast motion, okay? And he said to me, but you must keep your eye on the ball, you know, period. You got to. The minute the ball leaves the racket of your opponent, your eyes must be on the ball, because he said, when the ball comes to you, wherever your eyes are, your body will follow. It's a known thing. Go try it. If you don't believe me, in most parts of the country today, it's warm enough to go play tennis outdoors, or you could go indoors. I can't talk about football because I never played football. I can't give you a scenario for basketball. I never played basketball. But I can tell you about tennis and golf. Golf is the same thing. It's the same thing. When he taught me to play golf, same thing. He said, Lalisa, keep your head down. You're swinging at a ball, but you can't be looking, right? Because, you know, the desire is to look out to where you're hoping the ball will go. But in golf, you don't do that until after you've actually hit the ball, because it's not going anywhere until you hit it, so there's no need to look up. But anyway, so I'm just telling you, giving you these examples of how, you know, in the same thing with it, when you're aiming, when your eye is, and every time I did what he told me, every time at playing tennis, every time I kept my eye on the ball, when I kept my eye on the ball, let's say for tennis anyway, when your eye is on the ball, when your opponent hits the ball, let's say it goes in the left side of the court, and if you're looking to the left, your body is going to automatically go to the left. Your body is going to go where you're looking. Okay? So it's much easier that way. Less stress, less worries. And so you're aiming at something, and what you're focused on is where the rest of you is going as well. So once you focus, get rid of those distractions. Once you make that aim and that focus, and you take that action, every action produces something. Every action produces something. If you take no action, you produce nothing. So every action produces, okay? It either produces something or produces nothing. There is a production. So you take an action. Well, again, let's just use school. So here you are. You're going for that scholarship. You're aiming for that, those good grades, and you focus, you get rid of the various distractions. You're taking, and now here comes the action. Now the action, and you're keeping in the back of your mind, everything you do, the focus, the action, the produce, the production, and the evaluation, it's all to meet that A, the first A. So whatever action you take, it's you're keeping in the back of your mind. Does it line up with my aim? So any action, reading a book, writing a paper, meeting with a study group, working on a group project, attending class, watching programs on television that support education and support knowledge. Everything you do, every action you take is producing something. And in those scenarios, if you do those actions, you will find that what's being produced is exactly what you want. Now, and then the E is for evaluation. The E is for evaluation. You're evaluating what was produced to see if it was, if it meets the aim, okay? If it doesn't, then you make some adjustments. You tweak. You tweak some of your action steps, or you get a clear focus. You know, like with a camera. Remember back in the day, those old-fashioned cameras, you had to, like, do a lot of focusing. Like, you would twist the lens a little bit to the left or the right to get it into focus. Other than that, it would be a little fuzzy, and the picture won't come out as clear. Well, the same thing. You adjust your focus, maybe. You may adjust, possibly, some of your action steps. Remember, it's the action steps that produce that. So if what was produced was a B and you wanted an A, then you would look at what action steps you took to get that B, and then you would improve them, increase them, or change them. That's all. So this is probably where you're going to keep a lot of journals and keep track, because you want to keep track of what you're doing. Now, the aim itself, it should be the right aim if you're aiming at the right thing. Now, if you're aiming at the wrong thing from Jump Street, well, you might need to change your aim. But your aim should be solid. It should be a good aim. It should be your goal, your dream. So, yes, good morning. Good morning, Akiva. Good morning, Paul, Pat. Yes, AFAPE. So this is my AFAPE system that obviously I'm very excited about, right? That's why I'm going on and on about it. And I can't wait to go and explain this to business. Anyone can use this system. You could be a business owner, and your aim could be 20 new customers. Again, you're going to focus not on what you don't have, or what you're not going to focus on everything that's going wrong. You're not going to focus on what's happening in the economy. You're going to take aim. You're going to focus on what you're going after, those 20 new customers. Now you're going to take action steps. You're either going to call them, write them, go by their home. Some way you're going to get in touch with them and take aim. And you take action. And that action is going to produce something. It's going to either produce them coming into your business, or it's going to produce them wanting to know about your business. There's going to be some production from your action. And then you're going to evaluate to see if it met your aim. Now, if you're taking action that doesn't line up with what you're aiming at, you know, it didn't produce what you were expecting, then you can tweak it. Add more action to it. Change your actions. So actions are a key component of this. All the components are key, but action is a big key, because action is what produces. You see, action is what's helping to produce that thing that you're aimed at. So action is big. That's big. I'm big on action. Now, like I started out the show talking about Action Jackson, okay, not Jackson, but Jackson. Now, I don't know Action Jackson. Maybe you know Action Jackson, but if you could say it really fast 3 times, I have a prize for you behind door number 3. So now, this goal attainment system is one that will, and you can use it for other things as well. You could use it, let's say your goal is to increase your self-esteem. That may be your goal. Maybe your goal is to increase your self-confidence. Maybe your goal is to have, you know, better finances, more stable finances. Your goal could be to have a loving marriage. Your goal could be to have a marriage, in that matter. Your goal, let's hope your goal is not to not have a marriage, but just in case, we know there are a few of those out there too, that your goal could be a better relationship with your children. It could be a better relationship at work. So all these things are working together. Now, today is Friday. So, again, if you want to call in, tell us about your business that you have, you can call in. The lines are open, 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. Well, if you happen to be, let's just say you happen to be in the state of New Jersey, and you're in New Jersey, and you have, and you're looking for something to do Friday, tonight, you can come to a meetup, the Sisters to Sisters meetup. It happens tonight, and I'll tell you where in just a minute. Don't go away. I'll have that information for you shortly. But you are welcome to come to this meetup. And it's going to be right there in Maplewood, New Jersey. And you can come. Look for. I'll be there. And I would love to see you there if you can make it. It's going to be in Maplewood, New Jersey, on Springfield Avenue. If you know Springfield Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, I'm going to give you the address in just a second. It's also Sisters to Sisters. It's their monthly networking meeting. It starts at, I believe it starts at 7:30, but let me just get you the exact correct time because I don't want you to miss not one minute of this event. And tonight we have Dr. Virginia Booth will be there. Okay, Dr. Virginia Booth will be the guest speaker. They meet once a month. They meet once a month. And every month they have a speaker. They always meet on the third. Wait a minute. The third Friday of the month. So if you're not doing anything, you want to get rid of some obstacles in your life, you want to come. It's going to be at 1877 Springfield Avenue. Oh, it is 7 o'clock. Yes, see, but I'm going to get there early because I want me a good seat. So, tonight it is going down in history, and I'm reading now off of the lady who is the CEO of that event, and she's saying on her Facebook page, she says, hello, 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 Facebook family. It's going down in history. The event tonight, like no other, your very own Dr. Virginia Booth is a powerhouse. Also in the house is LaLisa Williams, which, of course, you know, that's me, Coach LaLisa. Also, Nicole Simpson. Awesome. You don't want to miss. I'm telling you, y'all. Y'all better get there tonight. If you never got there before, you don't, oh my God, Nicole Simpson, she is bad. That lady is awesome. Some of you know her, some of you don't. She has a powerful business and story. She was always, you know, on air anyway, doing, you know, great things, you know. She was on radio, and she's been on radio for a while now, and probably television as well. But she is doing big things. You want to be there to meet her. She is awesome. Nicole Simpson. Oh, and co-pastor Anita Spaulding. Oh, my God. I know Angela Bett had sent me a note in Facebook telling me that. Guess who else is going to be there? And I said, who? Tell me. So I guess the big surprise is Nicole Simpson. But it may be a few more. I don't know. And she said, a few more powerhouses will be there. Oh, my goodness. Listen, you want to be there tonight. 1877 Springfield. I don't think that place is going to be big enough to hold all of us women, y'all, because I'm telling you, that place is going to be packed. I'm getting there at 6:30. I'm going to be there tonight at 6:30 because I want to be able to network with some of these powerful women there, like Nicole Simpson, co-pastor Anita Spaulding, oh my God, Dr. Virginia Booth. She is the main speaker, and it is going to be absolutely amazing. You do not want to miss it. It's $15 to register, and that does include a powerful, powerful dinner as well. So you also get dinner, and it is going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. So definitely, please, please, please make sure you come out. Do not miss this, y'all. It's going to be awesome. And there are going to be, I'm sure, very, very many other people there as well. Yes, okay, 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 okay. So it is Friday. Thank God it's Friday. If you had a business that you wanted to shout out, this was your opportunity. This was your time to call in. Tell us about your business, what you're doing. Tell us about any events you have coming up. Now, I know Minister Patricia Martin has a big event coming up, March the 14th. I'm sorry, I keep saying March. March, you know what? Actually, March 14th, that was my mother's birthday, so maybe that's why March keeps coming out of my mouth every time I want to talk about her event, which is May 14th, M-A-Y, May 14th, May 14th, Saturday, May 14th, Saturday. You definitely want to go to her Facebook page, Patricia Martin, Minister Patricia Martin, and get your tickets. Now, don't wait. Go to her inbox and Facebook, and she will show you how to purchase your ticket. Now, let's just say you cannot make it for whatever reason, but you would really love to be there. Please consider purchasing a ticket for someone who can't afford to pay. Purchase a ticket. Her tickets are $25. Purchase a ticket or make a donation, because we always include women in these events that can't afford to go, but we always, you know, where people will purchase tickets and they can't go, we'll use that to invite women that want to be there but can't afford to be there but really need to be there, because they really need to be around. They need to be in the presence of powerful women that are on the move, and men, because this is her 100 Women in White and 100 Men in Black event of the year. This is one-time event of the year, so you definitely want to be there. You definitely want to be there. And it's, and the theme this year is about the battlefield of the mind. So you want to be there, because the battlefield is hot and heavy. And, you know, we got to get there. We got to get our minds right. There are so many people with, especially just even mental problems today. I mean, think about that lady who took her children, put them in a van, and, you know, ran it into the Hudson River with her in it. Think about the mental state that people have to be in to do these kinds of things. And so that's nothing compared. That's just one little tiny incident. But there's many, and that was right here in New Jersey. Things like this are happening all over the world. So just think of the mental state. So the battle to the mind is a serious battlefield where a lot of people are losing miserably on this battlefield. And so I really applaud Minister Patricia for dealing with this topic and this issue, getting the word out that we got to get our minds together. People in bad relationships, typically there's some mental issues there, mind problems, some bad mindsets. A lot of couples would still be happily married if they were winning that mindset battle. A lot of businesses would still be around. A lot of relationships would still be flourishing if people's mindsets, you know, were dealt with. So that's what's going to be happening on May 14th. That's her event. We are having an event where we are definitely going to be doing some empowerment and business empowerment, small business empowerment, helping small businesses. Also, there's going to be a big business expo coming, but that's not coming until October. sometime in October. We're working on a date, like as I speak, we're working on a date for that. We're partnering up with Miss Angela Vett Williams, who is the CEO of Sisters to Sisters, Women's Entrepreneurial Networking Group. So we're going to partner up with her to do something for business, like a business expo, small business expo. Not on the scale of Circle of Sisters, but similar to Circles of Sisters. So that's coming. We'll have the dates for you tonight that you can put it on your calendar. In June, don't forget, mark your calendar. For those of you, if you want to go to North Carolina with me, please, please inbox me. We're leaving on Friday, June 24th, and we're driving down to North Carolina to do the Releasing Your Inner Power Conference. And we're coming back Sunday, June 26th. So Friday night, there'll be coaching, individualized personal coaching. And then on Saturday, all day, we have speakers. Many speakers will be there, very powerful, dynamic. Dean Cole, Aretha Robinson, and Dr. Cindy Hunter. She is the author of The Diary of a Crack Addict's Wife. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I will also be there doing my Releasing Your Power workshop as well. So I will be speaking from that topic, the topic of self-esteem and motivation. Of course, I'll be talking about this whole AFAPE and how you can release your power and achieve your goals. It's going to be awesome, awesome, awesome. We will be in Greensboro, North Carolina, June 24th to June 26th. And then back here in August the 19th and 20th, the team from Atlanta that I've partnered with, from Atlanta and Cincinnati, they're coming here to New Jersey to do a Women's Wellness Transitional Summit. It's going to be awesome. Coach Jackie, Coach Olivia, they're going to be doing the Radical Forgiveness. Oh, my God. Ladies, you don't want to miss it. We have a woman coming from Cincinnati to do the skit, another woman coming from Cincinnati who does a workshop entitled Looking for Love and Settling for Sex. She is the author of From Mess to Messenger. So you want to come. She's awesome. You want to come. You want to meet her. They'll be here in August 19th and 20th, that weekend. So you want to mark your calendar for these events. Oh, yes. And the third annual Releasing Your Inner Power Conference and Awards Brunch will be happening. The third annual will be happening right here on July the 16th. It's a Saturday, July 16th at the Wyndham. Mark your calendars for that as well. And so those are the major events that I know of, and the luncheon, and we're doing a luncheon here in New Jersey on April 30th. So we're not going to Cleveland. We're going to be doing a luncheon here. Self-help, self-made, self-employment luncheon right here in New Jersey, where we're going to have people talking about how they got their business started, what they had to do to get them started, and how they're becoming a success by starting their own business. So we have a lot going on. I hope you can make it to any one of these events. We look so forward to you being here. If you can make it, if you know anyone in the city, please, please pass on the word. So it's going down this weekend. So as soon as I get off the line with you all, I'm going to run and get ready to go over to, it was Velsburg Middle School. They've changed the title. I think it's called Ivory Hill, maybe. So I'm going over there and do what they call Celebrity Read. And I think when they first started this program, they had celebrities come. And they still may have at least one celebrity. They started the program and they had celebrities like the Michael Jordans of the world. And, you know, the various actresses, they go into the schools and they would read to the youth. when the program first started. But now it still has the same title, Celebrity Read. And but now they bring everybody in, so you can be like me. You don't have to be a celebrity to come. And you read to the kids. And the kids are like kindergarten up. I don't know if they do this in the high schools, but I know they do it in the lower grade schools. So this school goes to the eighth grade. So I will be going there to do a reading. And it's so funny, the person who invited me, she's a school teacher, and she said, so-and-so-and-so, and I was like, well, can I have the older kids? And she said, oh, yeah, no problem. So you go from classroom to classroom to classroom, and you sort of read to them or, I guess, talk to them about the importance of reading. I've done a couple of them, but it's been a while. I used to do some at Cleveland Elementary School and 18th Avenue Elementary School when my friend was a guidance counselor there for years, Miss Rachel Archulis. She retired recently, but I used to go there a lot. And then my job got very demanding where I couldn't just up and go to those kinds of things. But I love going to the career day, and I love going to the schools and talking to the young people. It's so much fun to go down those little tiny, you know, the hallways. You remember when you were a kid, the hallways seemed so big. And then when you go back and everything seems like so small, you're like, wow, what happened? Well, we grew up, you know, that kind of thing. So it's good to go into these schools today anyway, because you want to see what our children are going through. You want to see what they're faced with on a daily basis. And it's pretty fun to watch all of that. So that's where we'll be headed out today when that's over. When that's done, I will go out to Jersey City and continue working with the women there in the Jumpstart program. For some of you, you know that's the program that we empower women to for self-sufficiency, and that's what we do over there. And then Saturday, well tonight, oh my God, don't forget tonight, please come, sister to sister. Now, Saturday, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. Saturday, I have absolutely nothing to do. Can you believe it? Well, I can't believe it, so let's hope my phone doesn't ring with somebody asking me to do something. I have absolutely nothing to do, and so what I'm going to do, pretty much I'm going to do something that I want to do, which is nothing. And so some people would not dare think of doing absolutely nothing on a Saturday or what have you. But because I do stuff all the time, doing nothing for me is like a huge vacation, okay? So I'm going to sit here at home, and my grandson will be over, so I'll play with him and all of that. But other than that, we will do absolutely nothing. And so we're going to have fun doing nothing, just hanging out, going around, doing a little bit of this and this and that. So let's hope the weather is great, great, great. Well, can you believe it? The show is almost over. So don't forget the A Faith System. A for aim. Take an aim. Focus. Oh, I forgot to tell you the kicker to this whole thing. When you use this system can be for anyone. You can have a full plate, an empty plate, a semi-full plate. You could be overwhelmed. You could have a lot of things you need to accomplish in your life. The beautiful thing about the AFAIT system, oh, I forgot to tell you the main thing. So you got A-F-A-P-E, the main part of this system, the main thing that makes it, gives it a thrust, the thing that's going to make it very popular is that once you do this, once you aim, take focus and all that, everything will fall into place. Yeah, I'm sorry, I left out the best part. Yes, everything will fall into place. Once you take aim and you work that system and you got it down pat, everything else will fall into place in your life. So you're going to aim at that one thing that is the biggest thing in your life. Okay? It may seem small. Remember what I said? A small thing can have a lot of power. So it may seem like a small thing, but it's the one thing that once you aim at it, everything else will fall into place. Okay? So I know I gave you the scenario already, but let me just remind you. When I aimed at getting my life on the right track, and what that meant to me was my aim was, I had one aim, and that was to put time and distance between my last incident, my last criminal behavior, the last time that I did something that caused me to be arrested. When I put time and distance between that, that was my aim. You only need one. And look at all the things that fell into place from that. Moving to New Jersey, meeting my husband, going to Essex County College, ending up at, you know, Fairleigh Dickinson, now at Capella finishing up a PhD at some point in time, owning a home, becoming an author. Yeah, all of these things fell into place once I took my A faith and activated it on that one aim, on that one goal. I had one goal. When I came to New Jersey, I didn't come here thinking, oh, I'm going to go to New Jersey and be a huge success. No, because I didn't even want to come to New Jersey, number one. I wanted to go to Atlanta, and I never had plans to stay in New Jersey. I figured I would come to New Jersey, get a job, save up enough money to go to Atlanta. I had no desire to be in New Jersey. But that's not important. What's important was I had an aim, and my aim was what I was aiming at, and that was to put time and distance from that past, you see, and I focused. I got rid of everything that was around it. I took action every single day. Every day I took another action step. Whether it was read a book, whether it was go to work. Some days the only action I took was to get up and go to work on time. Some days the only action I took was to remain at work for the entire 8 hours and not halfway through the day say, I'm not feeling well, I'm going home. Which I never did much of that. I maybe did that maybe a couple times in my life. I never was good at that. But I've seen people do it. It's okay. It's what they do. I'd rather go in late than to go in early and leave, you know, halfway through the day. But I took aim and everything fell into place. I didn't come to New Jersey looking for a husband. I didn't come to New Jersey thinking I'm going to buy a home. I didn't come here thinking I'd ever write a book. No. I had one aim, and because I aimed at it so well and focused and took action, consistent action steps, all that other stuff is what fell into place. And it's still falling. Things are still falling into place. The aim is still there, and things are still falling into place. So we thank you. And you're right, this is the end of the show. There ain't no stopping you. There's no stopping me. There's no stopping any of us. Because we are on the move and we're leaving negative people way behind. Thank you, Paul, for that. I appreciate your advice as it relates to doing the show. Okay? But it's the truth. It's my story. And I'll keep telling it until everyone sees that you too can have everything fall into place if you aim, focus, take action, produce, and evaluate all the other stuff. The movie deal, the book deal, the business, successful business, everything is going to fall into place when you take aim. So we'll see you back here on Monday. You have a powerful, powerful week. I can't wait to Monday. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it now. Already looking forward to Monday to get you back here. Ain't no stopping you now. This has been Coach LaLisa. Have a powerful week.
thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.